போம் குஜா குயா கொட்டம் மனம் திஸ்மன் சீனியா.
Most of the instruction took place in Yukdong. Those who did not speak the language, including the teachers attending, listened respectfully, waiting for the English summary. Elder Nick Andrews Sr. began by talking about the importance of water to the body. He says it can also be bad for people. He compares drinking too much to pouring it out on the ground and making mud. He tells how to recognize when you need more water.
They would tell him to come and have them spit on their hand. There would be bubbles or foam, and that would determine that you can drink water at that time.
The teachers from the Lower Kuskokwim School District were at the gathering to get a better cultural understanding of the students in their classroom. One person, Fiuk Shields, a 24-year-old from Tuksuk Bay, crossed all the boundaries. She went to cultural camps as a child, grew up speaking Yupik or Yukdong, as it's said in the language, and spoke English. Now she wants to become a teacher.
And specifically a Yukdong language teacher, and hoping to teach in a Yupik immersion school sometime in the future.
At the gathering, she took time to teach me about Yukdong and how language shapes the way we think.
We say gungakun. It means through love, if you translate it literally. But what it really means is to do things through love, and that's one of our really big values. Our ability to have our language is just like having a power. We have the power to speak to our elders. We have this power to connect to our culture and know about our history, even though we may not have learned. The example I like to give is qimukhta, our word for dog. Nyukhtun qimukhta literally means the one that pulls. You'd ask questions like, why is it called the one that pulls?
There were a couple of elders at the gathering who taught me a Yupik word for which there is no English equivalent.
Shack.
That's Ruth Johnny. The word means everything in the whole world, the stars, the galaxy, our planet, everything on it, and the capacity we all have to perceive it. Andrew Guy, Chilista's chief executive officer, was the first to say it to me. It's a short, simple word with a lot of breath, meaning something that might take a lifetime to learn. Ruth Johnny tries to teach me how to say it correctly.
Yeah.
As you hear, I still don't have it right. Ruth knows patience. She helped start a cultural camp years ago and later became an elder. Her favorite camps are in the summer on the tundra, where kids learn to catch, pick, and put away food so they will not waste it. They also gather wild herbs.
Labrador tea, sour dog, and kochit, and ikkituks, you know, those kinds of food.
Dailuji, yukagluji, you can come over and dance with us. If you don't know the song, it's okay. We're going to go through the motions first.
Ruth, Johnny, and the rest of us join Fiuk Shields. The student teacher stands in front of the group, including teachers, some from her own village, giving them a tiny taste of her culture as she leads them in a dance.
One, two. In this part, we're celebrating, and this is where we're having fun, so you really move your body. Like, okay, now let's try it now. I'll turn this way.
That's Byron Nikolai on the drums and singing at the Chilista Winters Elders Gathering, a cultural experience where learning has no boundaries. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.